Hey folks, welcome to Shooting Up North. I'm your host, Lewis Carlin. We're here right here on the Alliance Pro Wrestling Network. Thank you so much for joining me. If you're watching for the first time, or if you're watching for like the 10th, 20th time, but you don't subscribe to the Alliance Pro Wrestling Network YouTube channel, please consider hitting that subscribe button. If you want to follow me on social media, I'm on Twitter at Shooting Up North, Instagram at Alliance PW Network. And of course, feel free to join our Facebook group, the Alliance Pro Wrestling Network. And if you want one of these sweet t-shirts, just on our YouTube channel, just go to the top, the Shooting Up North banner, look to the bottom right, you'll see Shooting Up North merchandise. Click on that link and you too can own one of these sweet t-shirts. Okay, so New Japan Pro Wrestling, Impact Wrestling. Is it time for Impact Wrestling to maybe walk away from that relationship? I say that because I think it's quite obvious right now that All Elite Wrestling and New Japan Pro Wrestling are in bed with each other. And sure, you could say, well, no, you know, New Japan Pro Wrestling, it's one of the top promotions in the world. I don't think Impact should walk away from it. But think about it. I mean, are New Japan Pro Wrestling now, are they going to send like Hikuleo? Are we going to see Hikuleo in Impact Wrestling? Are we going to maybe see El Phantasmo back once in a while in Impact Wrestling? While like Hiroshi Tanahashi, Kazuchika Okada, all the top stars of New Japan Pro Wrestling appear in All Elite Wrestling. I mean, is it going to really benefit Impact Wrestling if all the top stars are going to be appearing in All Elite Wrestling and one or two or three minor stars appear in Impact Wrestling? I mean, all the New Japan Pro Wrestling talent, like El Phantasmo, Hikuleo, they used to be on the Impact Wrestling roster page, and not on the Impact Wrestling roster page anymore. They've been taken off. But I think we're going to see an announcement, or we're going to hear an announcement sooner or later, that All Elite Wrestling and New Japan Pro Wrestling are going to work exclusively together. So I think now is the time for Impact Wrestling to say, okay, let's just forget about New Japan Pro Wrestling. We're not gonna get Okada's not gonna show up here. We're not getting Tetsuya Naito is not showing up here. Hiroshi Tanahashi, Hiromu Takahashi not showing up here. I mean, the whole Hiromu Takahashi wanting a shot at the X Division Championship, and he wanted a shot at Ace Austin. That's obviously not gonna happen. You know, case in point, Mike Bailey defeated Ace Austin for the X Division Championship, and I don't think they even spoke about it on Impact Wrestling. So I don't think maybe they didn't get permission or whatever, but nonetheless, I think it's time for Impact Wrestling to part ways from this relationship. Yes, you know, I know they worked hard to get it back, and I mean, they had the whole Okada, the way they treated Okada years ago issue, but that's all water under the bridge right now. But does it really benefit Impact Wrestling if they say, yeah, we're working with New Japan Pro Wrestling, you know, next week Hikuleo's showing up, or next week the DKC will be in action, or next week we will see Ren Narita will be here next week, when AEW on the same week will be saying, tune in next week as Kazuchika Okada makes another appearance. He has something to say. Or if they say like Sanada will be here next week. Make sure you tune in, and he's going to be challenging for the All Atlantic Championship. You know, one of the top stars will be in AEW. You know, we have very minor stars in Impact Wrestling. So I think Impact Wrestling should look to either go back to the relationship with Pro Wrestling Noah, or form a relationship with All Japan Pro Wrestling. Now, I know MLW and All Japan Pro Wrestling, they work together for a little bit. I don't know if they have a rock solid relationship. They really haven't been exchanging talent lately. I know Tajiri was in MLW. We had the twin brother tag team. Their name escapes me. But anyway, they were from All Japan Pro Wrestling. Not a very good tag team, but they were in MLW. The MLW Middleweight Championship was defended in All Japan Pro Wrestling ring. So I don't know if MLW and All Japan Pro Wrestling, but we haven't have a rock solid relationship because we haven't seen much interaction between the two promotions in recent memory. So Impact Wrestling should look to Pro Wrestling Noah or All Japan Pro Wrestling. They should get a relationship with a company in Japan, like I said, Noah or All Japan Pro Wrestling, where if you want to see the stars of All Japan Pro Wrestling, you got to tune into to Impact Wrestling if you're in the States. Or if you're in the States and you want to see Pro Wrestling Noah stars in the States, they're going to be appearing in Impact Wrestling. Impact Wrestling needs a promotion that's going to be working exclusively with them. You know, so I mean, Pro Wrestling Noah right now, they're a little higher up in the popularity chart than All Japan Pro Wrestling. Not taking away the talent from All Japan Pro Wrestling. They have some great talent there. Kento Miyahara, Jake Lee, Suwama. They have great talent in All Japan Pro Wrestling. But Pro Wrestling Noah is a little higher up on the popularity chart. And I'm sure they have a good, I'm not going to say a large fan base, but a good solid fan base in the States. And I'm sure there's a good hardcore group of people that would love to see Pro Wrestling Noah stars in the States. I think Pro Wrestling Noah actually has a working agreement with an independent promotion. I don't know the extent of their relationship, and I don't even think it's really begun yet. But just think of, you know, Pro Wrestling Noah. If you want to see Pro Wrestling Noah in the States, you got to tune into Impact Wrestling. That's better than, hey, you want to see, excuse me, hey, you want to see New Japan Pro Wrestling stars? You could tune into Impact Wrestling. You'll see a few minor stars, but if you want to see the major stars, tune into AEW. You know what I mean? It sounds better if, you know, if it's like, well, Impact Wrestling, you know, you won't see Kento Miyahara in the States anywhere except Impact Wrestling. That's All Japan Pro Wrestling. You won't see Kenno, Pro Wrestling Noah superstar anywhere in the States except Impact Wrestling. You won't see Go Shiozaki anywhere, Pro Wrestling Noah. Just in case you don't know, right? Pro Wrestling Noah superstar anywhere else except Impact Wrestling in the States. If you want to see these guys, you got to tune into Impact Wrestling. We have the top stars of Pro Wrestling Noah, or we have the top stars of All Japan Pro Wrestling. That's what they should do. They should walk away from the New Japan Pro Wrestling relationship and either go back into a relationship with Pro Wrestling Noah or form one with All Japan Pro Wrestling. And bring their top stars over. And yes, the stars of Pro Wrestling Noah and All Japan Pro Wrestling, they're not going to be as familiar with the U.S. crowd as New Japan Pro Wrestling. New Japan Pro Wrestling, of course, they have New Japan Pro Wrestling Strong, where they tour all over the United States now, and a lot of their stars are on those shows. And then, of course, like I said, Noah and All Japan Pro Wrestling, their stars are not as familiar in the States as New Japan Pro Wrestling stars, but Impact Wrestling can introduce these great talents to the States. They can introduce these great talents to the American fans, to the North American fans. You know, a lot of people know about them, but a lot of people don't know about these guys. And this thing, like Kento Miyahara, All Japan Pro Wrestling megastar, absolutely fantastic. Just an absolutely fantastic, fantastic, fantastic talent. Him against Josh Alexander, they would have, Dave Meltzer would give it like a 5-star. They would have such an amazing match. An amazing match. And that's just one example. You know, then you have Jake Lee, who's another he's the Triple Crown champion right now. Just defeated Kento Miyahara. Another fantastic talent. Suwama, great talent. Shuji Ishikawa, my goodness. Just to introduce these guys to the American fans, this would be a huge plus for Impact Wrestling, right? As opposed to, like I said, no way, Hikuleo's going to be here next week. You know what I mean? So I think it's time, you know, they should just say, you know what, New Japan Pro Wrestling, they're in bed with AEW. Let's move on from this relationship. As much as we were hoping it would have been a little better, I mean, Tomohiro Ishii against Josh Alexander was just a phenomenal match. But you know, you got to think maybe it's time to walk away from this relationship. Let's start a relationship with another company in Japan, either Pro Wrestling Noah or All Japan Pro Wrestling. Because they got extremely incredible talent. Like Pro Wrestling Noah. I mentioned Kaito Kiyomiya. Oh my gosh, Kaito Kiyomiya, 24 years old, is one of the best young wrestlers in the world today. My goodness, and he has the potential to be like Kota Ibushi good. That's how good Kaito Kiyomiya is. And the match to bring him, well, he was on excursion, I think in Canada. I don't think he was in the States at all. I know he used to wrestle for Smash Wrestling a lot up here in Canada when he was on excursion a few years ago. But to bring him back, I think Scott D'Amore has some history with Kaito Kiyomiya, I believe. I believe Kaito Kiyomiya actually may have even trained at the Border City Wrestling School. I could be wrong, but I think he did. I could be wrong. But anyway, Kaito Kiyomiya coming to the Impact Wrestling, challenging for the X Division Championship, just would be absolutely splendid. And to introduce him, there will be Pro Wrestling Noah fans will be showing up, you know, to Impact Wrestling shows to see Pro Wrestling Noah stars. And you have a Pro Wrestling Noah versus Impact Wrestling show as well. Yeah, Masa Kitamiya, another just a big powerhouse wrestler. Sorry, I don't want to forget any names, so I have the names in front of me. But Masa Kitamiya, another big powerhouse wrestler, I think would be him against Joe Doring. Oh, Joe Doring, actually, that's another thing. Yeah, let's talk about Joe Doring for a second. Joe Doring, you know, he's Impact. He could be Impact Wrestling's connection to All Japan Pro Wrestling. I mean, Joe Doring, former All Japan Pro Wrestling Triple Crown champion. I think he held the belt twice, two or three times. But I know he either I believe it was at least twice. But he's another connection, All Japan Pro Wrestling connection. I mean, they can say, hey, we want to start working with All Japan Pro Wrestling. Can we send you over there to talk, or can you come with me, Scott D'Amore? Hey, can you come with me, and we'll speak with. With All Japan for that, I mean, that would be a great way to start. You know, Joe Doring, you know, the bridge to bring them together. You know, like I said, Jake Lee, All Japan Pro Wrestling, Jake Lee, Kento Miyahara. You have Yuma Ayagi, another great star. I don't want to forget any names here. Let me pull up. Yoshihiro Tajiri, also wrestling for All Japan Pro Wrestling. We have Shuji Ishikawa, a terrific talent. Shigehiro Iri, also a great talent. I don't think he's signed to All Japan Pro Wrestling, but he is competing in an All Japan Pro Wrestling ring. I think he holds one of their titles as well. You have Hikaru Sato, another terrific talent. So there's a lot of great talent out there in Pro Wrestling Noah and for All Japan Pro Wrestling. So I think now's the time. I think it's time. You know, let me know what you think. Let me know if you agree with me, if you disagree with me on this. I think it's time for Impact Wrestling to pull a plug on New Japan Pro Wrestling, because New Japan Pro Wrestling is already talking about doing a Forbidden Door 2 with AEW, and it's going to be in Japan. I mean, I know Tony Khan was talking about it, but now New Japan Pro Wrestling president, I forget his name, but he's talking about it as well. He's saying it should be in Japan. Okada is saying you haven't seen the last of me in AEW, so they're working together. So it doesn't benefit Impact Wrestling anymore to really try to work with New Japan Pro Wrestling, because like I said, if you get a Rocky Romero showing up, all right, Rocky Romero this week on Impact Wrestling. Now, why would anybody want to watch, you know, all right, Rocky Romero showing up, great, but I want to watch AEW because they got Tetsuya Naito and Kazuchika Okada, and Shingo Takagi is showing up this week. You know, so that's why it's time. And don't forget Naomichi Marufuji, also in Pro Wrestling Noah. He actually they like Impact Wrestling worked with Pro Wrestling Noah in the past. I think that relationship is done. I think the relationship is completely done. I know at the Multiverse of Matches, Eddie Edwards was billed as representing Pro Wrestling Noah. So that's the only thing that I'm thinking. I wonder if it's still, there's still something going there. But nonetheless, bottom line, in my opinion, I think it's time for Impact Wrestling to end the relationship with New Japan Pro Wrestling. And they might have already done so, because I don't see any New Japan Pro Wrestling talent on the Impact Wrestling website roster page. But if they haven't, I think it's time for them to pull the plug, because I think New Japan Pro Wrestling is going to pull the plug eventually. So maybe Impact Wrestling should beat them to the punch. They split on good terms, of course. No angry terms. Nobody's angry or anything. They split on good terms, and Impact Wrestling moves on and contacts Pro Wrestling Noah or All Japan Pro Wrestling, and they start a new relationship, and they start bringing some new stars, some new talent to Impact Wrestling, and start introducing these great talents to the North American fan. I think that's what Impact Wrestling should do. Okay, so I'm going to leave it at that. I'm done for the night. Unless something crazy breaks, I probably won't be back. But until then, thank you very much. Take care. Until I am back, I should say. Don't forget to get this sweet t-shirt. It's sweet, sweet t-shirt. Okay? Only if you want. Okay, so again, unless something nutty breaks tonight, something crazy, crazy breaks, I'll be back tomorrow. So until then, thank you very much. Take care. Bye-bye. Stay safe, everyone. So long. Bye-bye.